From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week, we've got a Hanukkah concert, a holiday fair, and great voices reading aloud. David Wiegand reads me to sleep every night. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I am getting tired of Goodnight Moon, though, David. All right, let's open with a singer paying tribute to the great Nina Simone.
Suzanne takes you down by the river. You can hear the boats flow.
That's Michelle Endegeo-Cello singing a Leonard Cohen song and making it her own. And that is also a song that Nina Simone did a lot. And Endegeo-Cello's new album and tour are dedicated to the great one.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, when I heard this album for the first time, it really blew me away, because very often tribute albums are kind of six of one, half dozen another. You know, they're not – they make you sometimes want to hear the original and not the copy.
Yes.
Or the copy is sort of off in some odd direction. This is the perfect tribute album, because it does honor Simone absolutely wonderfully, but it has so much of Endegeo-Cello's own soul in it. It's absolutely beautiful, and this should be a phenomenal show.
Michelle Endegeo-Cello plays the Great American Music Hall Sunday night. I always loved reading aloud to my daughter as she was growing up, and sometimes she'd read to me. And that read out loud tradition is honored by the public radio program Selected Shorts, which KQED airs every Saturday night. Those shows are performed in front of live audiences, and the program is coming to Berkeley Rep this weekend. David, tell us about the readers and the stories.
That's right. It's an incredible lineup of readers and an incredible lineup of stories. The readers will include the actress Kate Burton, who is one of my absolute favorites. I saw her way back when she was in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Michael Imperioli, who's well known to people, Linda Lavin, of course, and former ACT stalwart Rene Aubergenois, doing holiday-themed stories by people like Frank Conway, Edna O'Brien, John Cheever, and Ron Carlson.
Selected Shorts takes over the Thrust stage at Berkeley Rep for four performances with slightly different programs tomorrow at 2 and 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 and 7 p.m. And Hanukkah starts at sunset tomorrow, and we're celebrating with some Hasidic reggae.
Happy Hanukkah, I wanna give a gift to you. Light up the night, my love, shine through. From Mount Zion, this is what we do, bring love to you. Today is the day, tonight is the night. Sunset, twilight, head back, come along, take flight. High and twinkle and a twinkle and a shooting in the sky. I'm shining, I'm feeling all right.
That's the sound of Mattisyahu, born Matthew Paul Miller. It's just so goofy to hear this music this way.
Well, you know, it is until you hear it live and you get to see what he's really into. I mean, obviously, it's extremely cross-cultural. He means it, every bit of it. He
doesn't, very serious, yeah.
Yes, he does not perform on the Sabbath at all. You never see him performing on a Friday night. And he has this wonderful thing he's done every year for several years called the Festival of Light, which has never been to the West Coast before. So this is going to be a very rare occurrence for us and something that everybody would want to see, I think.
Mattisyahu plays the Masonic Auditorium in San Francisco tomorrow night. Sing along with him and spin a dreidel or two as Hanukkah begins. And here's another sturdy holiday tradition. The KPFA Holiday Crafts Fair begins this weekend. It's a real boon for Bay Area shoppers looking for nice crafts and great music.
That's right. I'm sure there'll be something for everybody. And it is our cheap thrill of the week. It's Saturday and Sunday at the Concourse Exhibition Center. Admission is $10.
Yeah, and that's in San Francisco. And we have another cheap thrill as well for a very good cause.
It's the Subterranean Art House's Hanukkah Party, featuring the music of Heidi Klein, and it benefits the Berkeley Food Pantry.
And that's next Thursday at 9 p.m. at the Subterranean Art House on Bancroft in Berkeley. Let's wrap it up with an art rock survivor.
I heard you whisper in my ear that you weren't coming back this year. Looking to make an exception this time. We know it's coming.
John Cale singing I Want to Talk to You off his new CD. Cale sounds so good, David, and he's got a great new album out as well.
That's right. The new album is called Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood. I don't know what that means. I love it, though. And, you know, John Cale was the co-founder of the Velvet Underground and has had so many lives as a musician, as a producer. He produced The Stooges, Patti Smith's Horses, and Nico. He recently paid tribute to Nico in a concert in New York, I believe.
John Cale plays the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco on Sunday evening. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. If you want more info on the shows we've mentioned, find us online at kqed.org/thedolist. I'm Cy Musiker.